Well, let's talk, shall we, about more traditional holiday gifts that still have a way of confusing many of us: tech gadgets. Fortunately, reviewers at the tech news site Recode have put together a guide. It covers tech gifts for boomers, college and high school students, parents with younger kids, and of course, fitness freaks. Bonnie Cha and Lauren Good are part of that Recode team. Bonnie, Lauren, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Peter.
And so I have to admit, I've been on the internet. I've been trying to figure this out. I feel totally overwhelmed. But luckily, you've already done a lot of the work at Recode. You've broken this up into categories. So, Lauren, let's start with those boomers. Kind of by default, I'm thinking smartphones and e-readers. Is that fair?
That's correct. Wall actually covered a wide range of products here. He did, of course, touch upon smartphones, and he said that the very best choice, in his opinion, is that the iPhone 6 or the iPhone 6 Plus is the best bang for your buck. But that is pretty expensive. If you're getting an unlocked device, it's going to cost $650 to $750.
Yeah.
And then, yes, he did cover e-readers. He said the new Deluxe Voyage from Amazon has a nice high-resolution screen and a couple of other features. That'll cost you $199. But you can also get less expensive Kindles for as low as $79.
And Bonnie, what about phones that are cheaper than the iPhone?
Yeah, one good one is the Moto E, which is $129 without a contract, but it'll give you the basics. You know, you've got a touchscreen, the 5-megapixel camera on back. The things that are missing, it doesn't have a front-facing camera, and it's 3G only. And if you do want an iPhone, with the new releases, some of the prices dropped on the older models, so you can get the iPhone 5C for free on contract, and the 5S now, I believe, starts at $100 on contract.
Bonnie, what about college students, high school kids, for people who are glued to technology 24/7, what can we do there that will actually get a teenager excited about something new?
Teens and college students love taking selfies and using Snapchat. So one thing I thought would be fun is the Olaclip smartphone camera attachments. And they're basically add-on lenses that add different and fun perspectives to photos, such as fisheye, macro for extreme close-ups and wide angles. And they range from $50 to $130. The only caveat here is that they're only compatible with iPhones, the Samsung Galaxy S4 and S5, and the iPad mini and iPad Air. And then also for the kid that's been really, really good this year, I think, you know, the game consoles are always an ultimate gift. I personally like the Sony PlayStation 4 a little bit better, just because it had a sleeker design and better interface. But, of course, there's also the Xbox One and also Nintendo. So might come down to game preference for whatever your kid likes.
Can we talk about these selfies for a second? The other day, I was outside at this event in public, and I saw these college students with this long stick that they would attach to their smartphone, and it gave them this, like, distance or perspective that would allow them to take wide-angle selfies. Is this a thing now?
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing more and more of that. Yeah, it just, you know, it enables you to get a better angle and get more people in the photo. So, yeah, I think that's becoming a thing.
Okay, let's go to this fitness category. I love this one. Because, Lauren, you say in your piece that there are people out there who have run the turkey trot not once but twice before Thanksgiving dinner. and of course, I'm thinking here wearables is kind of the key word, right?
Wearables is a key category this holiday season. Starting at the low end, you're able to find $50 activity trackers out there that you can just sort of snap on and act as essentially a fancy pedometer, sending information to a smartphone app. One of those is the Misfit Flash. Then if you're willing to spend a little bit more money this holiday season, you can find something like the Garmin VivoFit wristband, which costs $80. And then Jawbone and Fitbit are also shipping two new wristbands in the coming weeks that will include heart rate sensors, which means that they can basically track heart rate from the wrist without you having to wear a chest strap. And then at the high end of the market, you have things like the Garmin Forerunner 920 XT, which costs $500
Wow.
for the watch and a heart rate strap. But that's for a really serious, committed, multi-sport athlete, and they want to track all of their metrics.
Yeah, we're seeing examples of earphones that you can go swimming with. I saw something about electronic workout pants. You know, there's like this little gadget that fits into the fabric of your pants that measures your muscles. But I wonder, with this fitness craze, it sounds great this time of year when we're setting all these goals, but what about 6 months from now when I've fallen off the wagon? Is there anything out there that's more flexible for me?
That's a really good question. In fact, PricewaterhouseCoopers put out a report a little while ago that said 33% of consumers they surveyed within a year were no longer using their activity trackers. So there are some apps out there that you can actually download that provide some metrics around your steps or your cycling or your running activities without having to necessarily buy a wristband. And then one of the solutions I mentioned in my guide too, which might be good for people that maybe can't get out there to the gym every day or they're stuck at home for whatever reason, you can buy some of these set-top TV boxes, streaming devices like a Roku or an Apple TV, and you can find a lot of really great fitness content online that you're able to do in the comfort of your own living room. And then if at some point you fall off the fitness wagon, then you still have access to all this really great content for when you're basically being a couch potato.
Yeah, and let's go to Bonnie Cha here. So Bonnie, what's the sleeper out there, the one that is on nobody's radar that a year from now is going to be everywhere?
I don't know. I think the car stuff is pretty interesting. One thing that's available now are these apps that will also disable texting while you're driving, which might be good for kids. So, there's a lot of these interactive things, whether it's music services or GPS or, voice-enabled stuff that's pretty interesting.
And that's for anyone who's getting their loved one a brand new car for Christmas.
Yeah. We'd be lucky to do that, yeah.
All right. Bonnie Cha and Lauren Good, senior reviewers for the tech news site Recode. Thanks for your recommendations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
All those Recode shopping guides at hereandnow.org. And I'm willing to guarantee someone out there thinks we missed something. So let us know.